Have you ever wondered how devices like this tiny little Raspberry Pi get attacked by hackers? Ophir from the Azure Security Center team will show us a demo of what happened when someone tries to breach that device and how we're protecting that. Hi everyone, this is the IoT Show. We are on the road at Ignite 2019, and I'm here with Ophir from the Azure Security Center team, and we'll talk security with IoT. Ophir, thanks for joining the IoT Show today.
Sure. I'm really happy to be here.
So Ophir, tell us about yourself and what your team is doing at Microsoft.
Okay, so I'm Ophir. I'm leading the detection team in Azure IoT Security. So actually, we're focused on IoT security.
Okay.
I have a talented team of security researchers and developers.
Okay.
And we're building the security around the IoT of Azure.
Okay. So we discussed that with some of your colleagues already, what the overview of IoT in Azure Security Center looks like. Let's dive into some of these demos, because we talked about the principles of it, but let's see it in action.
Okay, sure. I'll be happy to do that.
Let's jump in.
So what you see here, you can hold it.
Let me hold it.
It's a Raspberry Pi.
Yep.
Actually, you can see it here. That's a Raspberry Pi.
Yeah.
It is connected to a touch screen. It is running Ubuntu Linux.
Okay.
Wireless. It's connected to our network.
Okay.
This is only the electricity.
Got it.
And actually, it's live. You can see here. It's running. And we're going to show you a really cool demo, how I'm going to attack that device.
You're going to attack the device.
Hold it tight. So make sure you keep it safe.
It's not going to burn or something, right?
I don't promise. And then we're going to see how it works.
Okay. So is that one connected right now to Azure IoT Hub?
Exactly.
Okay.
So that device is connected to Azure IoT Hub, the hub that you can see over here.
Okay, got it.
I have several devices connected, and one of them
is
that specific device.
Okay.
And this is a regular IoT Hub. Most devices are connected to, if they're working with Azure, they're connected to Azure IoT Hub.
Yep.
And on Azure IoT Hub, in Azure Portal, you can just click on the security, enable the security, and and then you have it protected by the Azure Security Center for IoT.
Okay.
So,
and there's an agent running in there, right, that you guys provide as an open source project that people integrate into the code along with the IoT Hub SDK.
Exactly.
To integrate into that infrastructure.
Exactly. So our agent is an open source, as you're saying.
Okay.
It supports a lot of flavors. And it actually monitors everything that goes on that device.
Okay.
So every connection, every executable, if an administrator is added to the system. So that way we can keep track of everything that is going on that device.
Okay.
So the device is connected. Actually, we're going to look in the security alert and verify that currently we do not have any alerts before we start the demo. So our page here is clear
empty.
Of alert, empty.
No data to display.
There are some recommendations.
Okay.
And this is something we are going to talk about at the end of the demo.
Okay.
Recommendations are a way to tell you how to improve the security.
Okay.
But we'll get back to that. So actually what I'll do now is I'm running a Linux machine on my computer.
Okay.
And I'm going to try and connect from my computer to the IoT that you're now holding.
Okay.
I'm doing that right here.
Okay.
And actually, I'm starting with the simple way of trying to figure out what is the password of that device.
So you're doing a brute force attack on that device.
Exactly.
Okay.
This is what we call a brute force attack for password. And usually what attackers are doing, they're using a dictionary of default credentials.
Okay.
Those are actually the credentials that a lot of devices come out of the factory.
With root password and these kind of things.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, for example, Mirai was was the famous IoT attack that a few years ago caused a massive DDoS attack.
Okay.
And Mirai used only about 60 passwords, only 60 default credentials.
Okay.
And with that, it managed to infect thousands of devices out there. So I'm keep trying. I'm trying to open SSH and do an ls command here.
Okay.
I keep failing. and then I'm using a different username and a different password out of the dictionary.
Until
that
you
I
find
have.
A wild one. Okay.
Until I will find one. So in real attack out there, usually it can take days or week, but it doesn't matter because the device is connected.
You
find it. And okay. Right, we're in. So we managed to find the password, and actually that's the ls command that that we invoked.
Okay.
You can see now that I also
all the device
on the screen itself.
Okay. So you basically attack the device visually as
I'm showing you that I'm actually controlling the device without touching it. Okay. It was in your hands all the time.
Okay.
So this is our first phase. Usually that's how an IoT attack starts. We did that very, very quick, but in real life scenario, it can take up to weeks, and then you find the password. Now, this is the part when you need to move fast. Once the attacker has the password, it has a short window until that device might be disconnected, the password will be changed, it will be updated, and stuff like that. So now is the part when you need to infect the device, run my software on the device.
Yes.
But I cannot put my software here.
Yeah.
So the trick that we usually do is telling the device, go ahead and download a text file from my website.
Okay.
That text file is actually a script.
Yeah.
So here I go. I'm downloading the text file, which is the second payload.
Okay.
And I'm turning it into an executable and just running it on the device.
Okay.
And now the device is actually infected. It is infected because it's running my code now.
Got it.
And not the code that it was manufactured with.
Okay.
Okay, so the third part is actually connecting the device to what we call a command and control server.
Okay.
In short, it's CNC.
Mm-hmm.
Once I have connected it to a command and control server, I can actually disconnect from the network.
Okay.
I don't need to be near the device because currently they are running on the same network. But once it is connected to my command and control server, it will actually go ahead and ask me if I have a command for it to run.
So now you have full control
over
it for the future.
So now I have full control and I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
We wrote a very simple command and control server, just asking the device to run a crypto miner on the device.
Yeah,
and now actually I'm making money out of your device.
Okay.
You're paying for the electricity and I'm getting the coins. Okay, so
in a bad place here.
Okay. So that's how usually an attack script are happening. Some of the additional stuff that we did here, we created our own user, a privileged user.
Okay.
So actually, now I can connect whenever I want. I can remove
the
original.
The backdoor.
I have a backdoor. I can remove
the
original administrator, so he cannot connect anymore. And now it will be much harder for him to remediate. He will have to physically connect into the device in order to do that. I'm cleaning some of the log files, so it will be much harder to understand where did I come from, etc., etc.
Okay.
So this is another thing that attackers usually do. You see here that I managed to get the exact firmware that the device is running. That's because I want my server to understand the exact flavor, so I can inject the right command to it. It was quick.
It was quick and easy, scary.
And easy and scary.
How are we preventing that? How are we protecting devices from that?
Great. So now let's get back to Azure IoT Hub, where the security is enabled.
Yeah.
Azure IoT Security. We'll reload the event page and see what we have here. So you can definitely say that something wrong is going on with that device. Remember, it was empty before. Okay, so now I have like around 10 alerts about that. Let's look at some of the obvious ones. So here's the one about the brute force attempt.
Okay.
The fact that someone is trying to connect with different password each time.
So as long as no one found the password, you're still okay.
Yeah, but then comes
the
one about the successful remote login.
Yep.
Okay, so if it was only an attempt, that's fine.
Yep,
it
yep.
happens. Mm-hmm. But you can also see that someone actually logs in.
Yeah.
This one is the fact that we're downloading are filed from a suspicious place. And this is actually really cool because what we do here, we leverage Microsoft's threat intelligence feed.
Okay.
So Microsoft has a huge feed of suspicious IPs from all over Azure and millions of other computers that Microsoft is securing. And once we see an IoT device trying to connect to such a suspicious IP, we immediately flag it and tell you this is wrong.
Okay, so as the device builder or the IoT solution builder, I don't need to know the potential threats or stay updated myself.
Exactly.
Microsoft does that for you.
Exactly.
Okay.
This feed is already is always getting updated and up to date. We can see here the fact that the administrator was added to the system.
Okay.
So.
Okay,
this
so
actually
you know
shows
what happened,
you,
basically.
Yeah, you get a picture of the attack. You see where the attacker is coming from. You can see what he tried to did or did on the device. Yep. You can get additional details when you drill in. And you can actually send this over to your SIM or any other system that you're using.
Hey, disconnect that little guy because it's actually corrupting my old system.
Exactly, okay. Yep. So you can manage that the way you manage the rest of your IT, IT environment.
Cool.
But let's get back to the recommendation that we mentioned
before. Yeah, because you want to prevent that at the end of the day, right?
Exactly. And the recommendation part is actually really, really interesting because this entire attack could have been prevented if we would have fixed those recommendations that we saw in the beginning of the demo.
Okay.
So we will drill down into those. Let's reload it. Okay, so actually there are three recommendations here. One is the fact that the device has open ports, and we did use SSH port in order to connect. But usually you do need SSH open because you need maintenance of the device, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep.
So this is the second recommendation here saying that your firewall policy is too permissive. If you do need SSH open, then you must restrict it only to your specific IP, your organization network, et cetera, et cetera. Otherwise, if you keep it wide, you're exposed to the attack,
Makes sense. Yep.
And the third one is actually saying that the OS of this device is not up to date. If it would have been patched, it was much, much more difficult for me to infect it and run my software. So if those would have been implemented, of course it would be much, much more difficult to attack.
Awesome. And my understanding is there's also a way to create custom alerts, right? So you can also enrich the whole application based on the agent to add more alerts based on your own, you know, solution and type of device and so forth, right?
Exactly. So first of all, we're trying to bring you value out of the box.
Yeah.
So we do the intelligence feed and we manage to detect brute force attacks and things like that. But when you are writing the application, you know it very well.
Okay.
So you can add your own rules, for example, if you know the message size. And usually the message size is in a certain size.
Yeah.
Then you can add your own rule that if the size exceeds on a certain limit, then you can issue an alert. And this one will be added on top of the other alerts that we can issue to you. So that's the way for you to add custom logic and help us protect the device.
Yeah, awesome. Ophir, that was a great overview and pretty fun attack on the device. Don't be scared, we got you covered. We are securing the IoT with Azure Security Center. Ophir, see you soon on the IoT show, I hope.
Yeah.
You guys, see you soon as well. Don't forget to subscribe.